What I've got here, Mike, is a transcript of the honours boards in the old gymnasium, Lion's Den as it's called now, at King's Home, and I thought it might be an idea to let you have a browse down there to pass comment about any of the players you see listed on there.
Well, as you have, 48-4. Yeah, well, Gordon Hudson. A really, really hard man. I talked earlier about Peter Ford being angular, but Gordon Hudson was just that. When I first started playing, I would have a nervous pee before I went out to play. Gordon had a nervous cigarette. and Tom Day was a very quiet prop. And a very nice chap.
And yet became captain.
He did become captain, yes.
And president of the club.
Did he? Mm. Did he?
Just well, immediately before professional era, yes.
Right.
Yes.
Well, he's a real gentleman, Tom Day. Is he still with us, or has he died, do you know?
I don't know.
No, I don't know.
But that's one of the troubles of living away. I don't know how many of my contemporaries are with us or not. And Bill Hook, of course.
I suspect he may not be, or we probably would have heard of him.
I would have thought so.
Yeah. And Sid Dangerfield, a very good wing. He's down here as a three-quarter, but I always think of him as a wing. And Sid Smart, very much a second-row chap. Charlie Dunn, we've talked about, who is a great character still. Roy Sutton, we played together many, many times in the centre over several years. Wally Burrows, a twinkling toed outside half, who suffered because he was so small, he used to get knocked about quite a bit, and I think he had concussion more than once. Bob Hodge, he played for Lancashire. But he was a leader of men in the sense that we used to drink Gloucester Rugby Club, that is, at the Tabard Hotel, and he fell out with the Tabard and he took all the players to the Lemon and Parker. And when he fell out with the Lemon and Parker, we went somewhere else. But in that sense, he was a leader of men. And Roy Parry was a very good prop. Forward, he propped with Tom Day, of course. George Hastings, who I can't remember whether he had two seasons or four seasons with England, but he certainly had four caps, probably eight. Viv Davis, some of the stories about Viv I couldn't tell you because you couldn't print them, but he was a character, very, very Welsh, proud of it. Dennis Ibbotson, I've already discussed. He was a great tackler and quite a good runner with the ball. He scored a lot of tries from charge downs, because charge downs were quite a feature of rugby in those days. Peter Ford was a great exponent of it. And John Teakle, a very solid outside half. I've got an idea that John Teakle was a vet and had a very large veterinary practice down in Portsmouth or Southampton in the end. But he I don't know, he probably had a couple of seasons with Gloucester, maybe three. Cyril Thomas, hooker, and Chamberlain as well. Cyril was a very good, he was a policeman, Cyril Thomas. And hooked. The honours board there puts Chamberlain down as well, but Chamberlain was also a hooker. So we've obviously got, this is a list of the honours board, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
So that's why we've got a few more people. That team, perhaps one or two others, formed the basis of Gloucester for about four or five, well, certainly three or four years. It was a nucleus of about 20 chaps.
Yeah.
And we were pretty friendly and, we were a team. Really, that was 49-50. If you look at 50-51, the first dozen people were all the same. The only one that came in was Ernie Turner and Henry Wells. Ernie Turner was a wing three-quarter, and more often than not, he was my wing. We struck up a very good friendship, and I knew his wife as well very well. We used to, after matches, very often end up in Ernie's house or flat. Henry Wells was a chappie who came over from Cheltenham, and he fluctuated between the two clubs. He would fall out with Gloucester, go to Cheltenham, fall out with Cheltenham, come back to Gloucester. He was, I won't say a bad-tempered player, but he made one or two misdeeds over the seasons. But he got sent off on a Boxing Day, I well remember it. I think we were playing Clifton. And the kick-off after half-time, and Henry fielded the ball and handed off somebody with a perfect handoff who was about to tackle him. And the referee, a chap named Gardner, blew his whistle and sent him off for punching. Well, he punched many times before and never got sent off, but with this perfect handoff, he got sent off. Ivor Ryder was a fairly solid sort of player, I think in the second row most of the time. Trevor Halls was a full-back most of the time, quite a good kicker as well. And Humphreys, scrum half, he was pretty good. And of course Howard Terrington, we mentioned before, and dear old Bill Hook, and Jack Watkins. But Jack was a former captain of Gloucester. And then if we go on to season 51-52, again Hudson, Sutt, Bob Hodge, Parry, Hastings, Viv Davis, Ibbotson, Cyril Thomas, they're all the same again, aren't they? The same guys. And then John Taylor came in, J.E. Taylor, three-quarter. Although he's down as a three-quarter, he's really a wingman. When he was captain, he had the habit of, when I wasn't playing well at centre, pushing me out on the wing and he'd come in as centre. You remember these things. Then Peter Ford appeared.
This would be about the time that you were called up to the RAF, I guess.
Well, yes, I was in the RAF on... I was born in 32, so I went in the RAF in 50. So 50 and... Yeah, the season before, I played enough games to be on the list, but looking at that season, 51-52, mm-hmm. Yes, I was in the RAF there and didn't feature as a regular player. I think that's what that was to do with the playing in the RAF. Bill Cartmore was a good outside half. And Alan Wadley came in, I see. So that was in 51-52.